Hustle on that beat, ho. Ay, Mustard on the beat, ho. Debo, any rap nigga, he a free throw. Man down, call her Amber Lambs, tell him breathe, bro. Nail a nigga to the cross, he walk around like Tizo. What's up with these jabroni ass niggas trying to see Compton? The industry can hate me.
Fuck yeah, microphone checker, 1, 2, 1, 2. Two kings from the Queen City.
Yeah.
Because we got what it takes to rock the mic, right?
For sure.
And where we at with it, right? Mm-hmm. Where we at with it? This is the episode 48.
This is the season finale, John.
And it is the season finale.
Season 3 finale. Yeah.
Oh, shit. And what a way.
High stepping type shit.
So, you know, hey, I guess we'll do our introductions then we get to the shits, right?
I bet.
That's a bet. Yeah, I don't know what you're doing with your. I think I usually
put it right here, but I don't want to take advantage of Kendrick.
Of what you see, or what you see up here.
Yes, sir.
Kendrick and Eminem on the docket today.
I'm trying to tell you.
You know what I'm saying? Finals of the day. Bang!
Goats. Straight goats right there.
Straight goats. Bang!
Yeah.
And then recovery.
Yeah. Tough.
Y'all will get it.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, you see what happened there? Well, I had to pronounce it like, you know, has set up right here.
Damn, recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see what you did.
Recovery. There's some people that are going to need some recovery for sure.
Just like that.
Just like that. But before we get into that, I guess we'll do our intros, right?
Yeah.
So the first voice you hear is none other than Perseus, a.k.a. Pro.
Yeah.
A.k.a. Prolific. A.k.a. Pro Black.
Yeah.
A.k.a. DJ Mute.
Mm.
A.k.a. Mr. That Nigga. A.k.a. Staying on the business of my Nikes. A.k.a. Mr. All That Shit. And that's all the A.k.a.'s I got. That's I'm going to pass it to my mans next to me.
Shit, this way you got Drew.
Okay.
A.k.a. Philly.
No doubt.
A.k.a. Philly Dot. A.k.a. Chef Philly. You feel me? A.k.a. Philly the Don. A.k.a. the Black Hippie. You know what I'm saying? A.k.a. You know, Chef Boy Wonder. Shit. A.k.a. you know, Kung Fu Petty. This way.
Oh, shit.
Yep. Mr. Mariah Big Stepper. A.k.a. Afro Ninja.
Okay.
Shit,
okay.
We outside, man. That's what's going on.
AKA we the hip hop niggas. You know what I'm saying?
For the culture, bro. We just all for the culture.
That's all.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, that's all. And so with that, damn. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. It's going down. We were supposed to record last week, right?
Which we kinda did.
But then
we gotta scrap that.
We had to scrap because we didn't know it was a whole war going on out here.
Who's in the middle of that shit?
Man, shit ain't even over yet.
I don't think it's over yet, but shit, we gotta start
somewhere. I mean, shit, we gotta cover it at some point. And then y'all wonder why you getting this early, even though we were late.
Mm-hmm.
You would know why. Yeah, at this point. Yeah. So the last time we talked, we left off with I think over Drake's TaylorMade freestyle. Was it? Or we just touched on that briefly.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, it was a week stretch. You know, we ain't hear shit. So we was like, all right, cool. So everybody's, you know, in their respective corners. Just getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
I guess for the drama that brings for the next pow pow.
Yep.
The next thing you know, out of nowhere, on a Tuesday morning.
Tuesday.
What we get? Euphoria.
Yeah.
From Mr. Kendrick Lamar.
That was strategic.
Very strategic.
You feel me?
Yeah, because we weren't looking for that shit, you know, in the beginning, right?
Mm-mm.
So we was thinking like, okay, he usually take 5 years to make an album, so boom, we give him 2 months, you know, to just get this out.
Kendrick moving on his own time.
On his own time.
He moving on his own time.
Oh, for sure. And then, you know, when that dropped, boy, we were loving the hell out of it, right?
So what was your first thoughts of it when you first heard it?
I'm not gonna hold you. First, it surprised me.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I started the first listen, it was like, okay, my reception wasn't as like, ooh, shit, type of thing. But it was like, Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Yeah. Oh, now be working with something here.
Yeah.
But then slowly, maybe 2 or 3 listens later, that shit was like, oh, nah, this is that shit right here.
Mm-hmm.
This is my shit right here.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, how about you? So the first impressions for you, for Euphoria?
Euphoria? Yeah. So at first, yeah, the rah-rah wasn't. It wasn't like he was coming too aggressive just as yet, because I feel like he was like, nah, it's like, I don't even need to hit him that hard just yet with something like that. Yeah, I'm going to come at him, you know, with something, you know, still with bars, you know, and just the beat as well. It's just the production of it was dope, right?
Right.
For a diss track. It was a diss, but it wasn't like a crazy, like, I'm gonna end him right now type shit. I knew it was kind of like a prelude to something else. I said, yeah, he's trying to foreshadow some shit right here real quick, and he's gonna see what Drake does with it, and then he's just gonna, whoa.
Yeah,
I saw that part coming. Yeah, for sure.
Well, that's how the Drake push-ups and the TaylorMade was kind of set up, right? Like, yeah, I'm gonna hit you with some darts, and then
right,
but I'm going to try to lure you in, you know, so you really catch an ass whooping. Oh, if yeah. It came down to that.
That was some bait. He took that shit.
Boy, did he. And then, okay, so we were living on that for like a cool couple of days, right?
For sure.
We were thinking like, okay, now's the time to take on Drake. You got a week, nigga.
Yeah.
Or at least by the weekend. So, Friday night. No, actually, Friday morning, something unexpected happened.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, we see a post on Kendrick Lamar's IG. My nigga done put out another track.
Yep.
Talking about Drake.
Right. He was ready for that shit.
He was.
Yep.
And I ain't gonna hold you. That second one, that, of course, that caught me off guard. So I'm on my breaks at work, like, you know, just jamming like a motherfucker. Yeah. I had to put the brakes out break, because, you know, I don't want to make it seem like, you know, if I'm talking about it while I'm working, that I'm not working.
He said disclaimer.
Yeah. It was on my 15 minute break. You know what I'm saying? wink. But
that shit hilarious.
Hilarious. So yeah, when that dropped, I was catching myself more so bopping my head to it, because I'm the boom bap type of nigga, and that delivered for me on that.
Yeah.
At least
yeah.
The beat did, you know, off the Al Green sample.
Mm-hmm.
And boy.
Yeah, man.
And even when he was talking to him, I didn't feel like that was a diss. I think that was more so like a setup, like, all right, I'm warning you.
Right.
You gonna keep this up?
Yeah.
Because I got some shit on you.
Yeah.
If it come down to it.
He said, I don't want to have to do it, but shit. Hey,
I'm just warning you, and you got some shit you need to handle in your camp. Yeah. I'm telling you this right now.
Yeah, you got a mole up in that bitch.
A mole up in that bitch.
Information that you can only get if there's somebody inside telling you some shit, you know.
For sure. And then, and then all the, you know, the internet is fast with this shit. So they broke down. They gave a whole breakdown of what the 616 meant.
Mm-hmm.
What the... First is Tupac's birthday.
Yep.
First, the other one is in Canada, Father's Day is 616.
There you go.
If that's not funny enough, either that's the first day of the OJ trial, or that's the day that Nicole Simpson was buried. Something like that.
They got motherfuckers analyzing the shit out of
it. Analyzing the shit out of it. Because they try to explain the glove on that cover, which they had the Emmett made that music thing.
Yeah. Mm. That explains the glove, shit.
Bruh. So what you thought about, you know, 616 when it first dropped?
Yeah, I like 616. It was, again, it was on Kendrick's time. He was like, man, I could drop one and, you know, take my time or take weeks on it, and I could drop one and take days on it. It really don't matter.
He said, I got
shit just waiting. And, you know, if you're a real lyricist and you're a real rapper, you got to be able to do that shit.
That's a fact.
Keep up, you know what I'm saying? That's one way of losing, if he can't keep up.
Yeah.
But and it'd be different if he was dropping more like track after track was like trash. Right. Yeah, like, all right, we don't hear this shit no more.
Right, like, Kendrick, stop.
Right, stop. Right. But, like, nah, he's dropping back-to-back, like, hits.
Yeah.
And this shit's
yeah, like, in different lanes,
going too. Going everywhere, yeah. Showing his versatility, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because that 616 was more so underground, and I consider myself someone that lives down there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I like to live down there, too, sometimes.
For sure.
I like to go up and down.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Main Street and underground, but shit, underground, that's where the soul is. That's where the, you know, the just the love of the game is at.
Yeah.
I don't think Drake knows about that underground shit.
And it shows.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, that transition to what happened later on that night. So it's a Friday night, right? So either you're out in the streets or you're just kicking it. At your crib, you know, with a can of beer, you know, some whatever you decide to drink on.
Yeah, jungle or, juice of choice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or even in some cases you gone off an edible, yeah, some smoke,
mm-hmm.
whatever's your vice, right?
Mm-hmm. Pick okay. your poison.
Yeah, hey, whatever, pick your poison.
Yeah,
as long as you pick the right poison when this happened. So, out of nowhere, I would say, maybe 9, 10 o'clock at night, I see a YouTube video, Drake, Family Matters.
Yep.
I was like, oh no, this got to be it. No, this got to be some shit, right?
Yeah.
So, I started to listen. I was like.
Yeah, he did that.
Shit. Oh, he definitely did. But I'll tell you what I think about in a second. It was like, then there's punches after punches coming. Like, I think this is where the main event starts. So, the main event starts where Drake is throwing out accusations of Kendrick's wife.
Stepping out, yeah.
With you know,
bodyguard or whatever.
Having a baby with another nigga.
Or the manager, some shit like that.
Some shit like that.
Yeah.
And then accusing Kendrick of being a beta on women.
Yeah.
Whew. On top of, you know, going at everybody else like Rick Ross, A$AP Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
I would say something along those lines. Talk about Future a little bit too.
Future, yeah. He just grazed on it, but
yeah, and then talking shit about Pharrell, like, well, you know, you want to stick up for Pharrell, because in Euphoria, Kendrick was like, yeah, I'm gonna take on Pharrell.
Yeah,
fuck all that Pusha P.
I inherited the beat.
Pusha T.
Yeah, he inherited that beat. He said, I'd gladly do it. He said, I wanted this smoke for a long time. He said, let me hear that. I wanted this smoke for 10
for
years.
For quite some time.
Yeah.
At least a decade, at least. Yeah. And now we here. And so that turns into, you know, just the same shit at the end. Even though I like the third beat better than any other beats that Drake had in that song.
A transition that last.
The transition.
Bar transition.
Yeah.
That,
yep. Yeah.
Yeah,
it was straight.
But
my thing is, I was still disappointed because it was like, nah,
it ain't hit hard enough.
Enough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, you could throw on all this out there, and it still ain't gonna hit.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. On any of them stabs that I'm talking, not even Drake, Rick Ross, Pharrell, it was just like, so you gotta dig a little deeper.
Mm-hmm,
you gotta get a little bit more. Tell your ghostwriters to get a little bit more creative with the.
It
the hits.
It was more creative with the actual video than the actual disc.
The visuals.
Yeah.
He good with the technology part of it.
For sure. Yeah. Even with the van shit, that van that's supposed to be Kendrick's mom's van in the album cover, Good Kid, Mad City.
Yeah.
Even that got dissected so quick, like, yo.
Shit.
That's not even the same model, nigga. Like,
who the fuck took this picture?
It's beyond me. And so that's that track, right? So we would think, since Drake dropped, it's going to take Kendrick some time, right? Like, to drop another one, right?
Because that one, he was talking about, like, he's out, like, he's not going to do the shit no more.
Drake. Well, we're going to get to that. That's the hard part six.
I thought he said he's going to take a vacation on that one.
Oh, did he?
At the end of it, he said, I'm done with it or something like that.
I think that was hard part six, but we'll get to that in a second. But yeah, you would thought Kendrick would take his time this time around, right? It went number 20, 30 minutes later. I get another notification. Kendrick Lamar. Mm-hmm. Read the grams. On YouTube. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dog, all I wanted to do was have my edible piece. All I wanted to do was have a beer in peace. But nah, these niggas like doing the war on a Friday night.
I want that.
And then the second later, I was like, fuck it, give me all that shit. We here, damn it.
Keep hitting that nigga. He ain't done yet. Right. Lay on the fuck out.
Boy, was that a strategic move?
Yeah.
And so that song itself, whew. Yeah. Anytime a nigga start off a diss track with talking to somebody's son,
yeah,
and then telling the son
the disrespect,
like, yet yeah, sorry that the man is your father,
yeah, hella disrespectful.
Oh man, and then hella disrespectful. Then a couple bars later, like, yeah, I just wish your granddaddy wore rubber,
yeah,
but then you wouldn't be so he wouldn't be here, but then you wouldn't be here. But since you're here, let me talk to you. Bye. Oof.
You know how I visualized it, right? So, like, imagine you got a beef with somebody, you walk up right in front of them, you talking to a nigga, and it's like, all right, I can't get through with this nigga, so I'm gonna look past this nigga and talk to his kid, his mom, everybody who left that nigga in front of him. He's like looking past that nigga at this point. He's like, yeah, fuck this nigga.
Fuck this
y'all
nigga.
Y'all need to. I say, yo, that's crazy.
And then, you know how disrespectful you gotta be to talk to somebody's mom, like, yeah, your son ain't shit. You know, you may fail him as a mother. He failed you as a son.
I blame you for his gambling addictions. For
right.
I said,
your daddy too. Yeah, yeah. And yo, Drake's dad. You come up front too. Yeah. Yes, your son is a whole fucking failure. And then
all he can say is that I got small feet and some shit.
Like, yeah, that's all he got.
Oh, by the way, he's a mass manipulator.
Mass manipulator. Oh, and then shit. And he said one line. I'm not even going to say what he said because we trying to, you know, build up views on YouTube. But let's just say, it involves some deletion. Cool. I just wish. You get the picture. I'm pretty sure y'all heard it by now. Oh, man.
Use context.
Yeah, context and everything. And then the last verse pretty much the last bar is like, fuck this battle.
Yeah.
Nigga, this is just a battle with yourself. I'm like, whew.
Well, it's cold. A non-battle rap at this point. He has a lifelong battle with himself.
With himself.
If those allegations is true, shit, you gonna have to,
you're gonna have to face that your damn self.
Yeah, that's how R. Kelly doing with that shit, you know?
He probably throwing concerts for niggas in the D block.
He definitely is.
You know what I'm saying?
He definitely is.
For sure at the moment.
I believe I can fly type shit. All that.
Oh, that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Batman, you know, whatever. So that forwards to shit. We was outside on a Saturday, right?
This past
Saturday, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. So we kicking it. Mm-hmm. We was like, all right, shit. Bet it was low key. It was kind of early for, you know, for the turn up, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We was outside, you know, chilling. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a jacket and coat. You had a jacket and coat.
Mm-hmm.
We was sitting there chilling. Mm-hmm. I look at my phone. I look on IG.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it. I'm like, somebody posted Kendrick just dropped another diss song. Like, oh, fuck, man.
Mm-hmm. Hey, everybody was like that. He was like, you dropped another bunch.
Yeah. And then shortly after, our nigga Will just hit the group chat like, yup, I see this shit. Yeah. I'm like, yup, I'm with you.
Fucking HD, YouTube, whatever. That shit was
word. My nigga was like, "Yeah, y'all niggas gotta get on live." I'm like, "Nigga, the biggest problem with that, we outside. Yeah. Fuck the shit. We'll go on when the smoke clears. You know, when the gunshots are through.
Yeah,
these niggas is getting hot out here.
Bro, they shooting out there. Bro. They airing this bitch out
straight up." I'm like, shit.
Niggas taking strays everywhere.
Yeah. Then I just grabbed another Modelo and went on by my goddamn thing.
What the fuck going on?
But nigga, when I got home and I started listening to that track, nigga, I was quick walking in my bedroom. Oh man, that bomb was everything.
Man, that's that West Coast. Yeah, you can tell that West Coast. Yeah. It's a different swing to it, bro. Them boys out there different. Them niggas out there different. They got style out there, but shit. Turn that party out for sure.
Man, my West Coast niggas got something to be proud of today. I'll tell you that damn much, because I have yet to turn that song off.
Nah, man. As soon as it come on, man, it just it's hard to turn it off.
Right.
But you know what they call that? They call that a banger.
A banger.
Mm-hmm.
You know how I knew it was a banger?
Mm.
When I first heard that sample come in, right after I See Dead People. When I heard that sample, I was like, oh shit, we in for a treat. I
said, he coming like this with it. Tough.
It's tough, man. Oh, man.
Kendrick is basically saying, I'm like that, but just remember, I also know how to make this music crazy too, bro.
And I know how to make bangers.
Yeah, don't.
You thought they stopped making hits when you came around?
Yeah. Your career ain't shit unless you got some Kendrick on it. I think he said something about that back in the day. I'm just
Take it back to that TDE.
I just say, people tend to forget.
Yeah.
I'm here to remind them.
And then there was lines in there, skating.
Yeah, we've been doing this for a long time, bro.
Yeah, and he's definitely heavy on the pedophile claims.
Nobody likes a pedo. Nobody fuck with pedophiles, man. That just—you gotta figure out how to clear that shit,
bro.
Man, you gotta do it quick.
Well, I think it's too late at this point. Cause look at shit, and when you got catchy lines in there, like. Trying to strike a chord and it's probably a minor.
That was
and sick. Niggas is catching on to that shit. It's real catchy.
That shit going everywhere. It's already taken off. It's trajectories.
Court public opinion done took over the shit. So
yeah, there's nothing you can do about it now.
No, but did Drake get that memo?
Oh, he got it.
Well. Before we get to that, he's like, you know, he got to hear niggas say, freaky ass nigga, he is 69 God. And, you know, he got to hear niggas spitting rhymes of, reciting rhymes of Kendrick calling OVO niggas OV ho.
Make bopping to that shit too.
Oh man. Oh man.
Man, he making anthems out there. That's not good. Hey, you worry about the like vandalisms and stuff that's going on at Drake's restaurants and house and
the lung. Well, the house thing that got beat
shot at. Yeah,
shot at.
His security guard or something.
Yeah,
I was like, you taking it too far now.
Yeah,
hold on now. Time out. What the hell?
I would have been okay with just the vandalism.
No, y'all tripping with that.
Y'all taking it to gunshots. Like,
that's too far. Drake is not about that shit. Oh God.
But I count that more so to fans, you know,
just wilding out. Yeah, they too excited right now. Gotta calm down a little bit.
And prior to all that, Drake tried to clear it up Sunday night. I remember where he dropped another diss track.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it wasn't a diss track. It was more like him playing defense
time. Yeah.
And then there's some lines in there where it's like, this is definitely that type of talk you don't want to have associated with you. He's like, I'm too rich to be considered like a pedophile or whatever. Or some shit to that effect. I'm like,
What the hell that got to do with anything?
First of all,
let's start there.
And then second of all, nigga, you don't consider this to be weird?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
No, that ain't got shit to do with nothing, man.
And then you're trying to connect with Kendrick's obsession with the... He trying to say he's obsessed with saying that that Drake's a pedophile because Kendrick was... he was great when he was younger.
I think is
you can do with that information.
And he's trying to use that with the... My thing is, and all started with like Cat Williams and all this truth telling shit. And I'm right. If the truth is the truth, is if you ain't a pedophile, then you ain't one. But you don't have to defend your shit so admirably like he's doing if you really not one. So that's kind of questionable as to why he's
right.
For me, as to why he's like, why it's looking at, why that diss track would look a little weird. I said, he spent more time rapping about how he's not a pedophile. And I'm more like, oh, well, shit, you may be one.
Right. And granted, if you're trying to do it to cover your business transactions, okay, cool. But when you draw it out to the point and then you start to say certain things, well, you're going to make me question you even more.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Your ghost,
I can tell your ghost sightings wasn't with you this time around.
Yeah.
Hey, I can say it.
Hopefully. Yeah, it sounds like he might have probably been on his own on that one.
And then he sounded
a lot of it.
Yeah, because he sounded defeated too. Yeah. Even he says like, you know what, well, I'm done with this. And then he try to flip it and say, well, you know, when you come with facts, then we'll come back. Because I spit number facts. I'm like, you lying right there.
Talking about how he set him up with the story of his kid.
That's the biggest
like
thing.
I'm like, where are the receipts of this? Where's the proof of this? Where's your...
Yeah.
If you did that, you would have been flaunting some shit like, hey, this is how I set him up. This is the guy that did it. Tell him you did it. And he'd be like, yeah, I did. Like some shit.
Something to that effect. And then on top of that, you took a whole day and a half. First of all, if that was true... You would have stomped all over the Meet the Grams as soon as he stomped all over your family members.
Immediately,
yeah. So that speaks more to Kendrick because he definitely mentioned that in Meet the Grams, right? Where you fucked up speaking about my family, so now I gotta take it there.
For sure.
And
yeah.
And how would he have known that if he didn't hear Family Matters prior?
Right. Yep.
So.
There's some questions that need to be answered, though.
That's a fact. And then.
There's some questions that need to be answered.
Yeah, and so the question that I have for you after all this transpired, granted, we don't think any other tracks is going to come at the moment, but who knows, right? If it ended today, well, ended that Sunday night, how would you rate this whole?
Oh, man, Kendrick, bruh. Kendrick washed this nigga, man.
For sure.
He washed this nigga, man. He bathed this nigga, man. No pause. No, no. Kendrick won. That's
Kendrick,
what I'm gonna say.
Is Kendrick what?
I said Kendrick. I would say Kendrick won. And
what's the
Drake,
pass for that? Oh, you caught yourself in the middle of the pass.
Yeah, because I said Kendrick bathed him, and I'm like,
hey, yo, that's crazy,
man. It's a little question.
I mean, you know, Kendrick already told Adonis, you know, don't ever let no man piss on your face.
He did say that.
He did say that.
He did say that.
He did say that.
But yeah, I'm just saying, I don't like how Drake, if he gonna end it like this, I don't like how he would've ended it. Like, I don't think he knows. I don't think he think he'd come back with anything harder than what Kendrick just did. Like,
yeah, and it's too late for him to even try to cover up what he did on The Heart Part 6.
He still gotta answer that shit, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, at this point, hell, even the numbers are starting to show. Kendrick just...
He's getting booed at concerts. Like, I've seen, like, things on Instagram where, like, they're playing his diss record out and crowds are, like, booing it and shit.
Yeah, and then when Kendrick's on, especially shit. Not Like Us, comes on, oh, it's up.
Yeah.
It's up.
Now they fucking with the money.
Yeah, yeah. But hey, he brought this on himself. Kendrick did tell you a little while ago, hey,
friendly fade. Yep.
It's going to be a friendly fade, or we can get into the shits for real.
Get into that gangster shit.
You know what I'm saying?
He's a spy. He grew up with Pac. Like,
right.
This shit is real that way.
And that Pac shit in general, off the AI shit.
Boo boo.
Of course, that would piss me off, you know, because it was boo boo first. And then, you know.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, you did that without no blessings from the estate. And they got at your ass about that too.
Yeah.
So it was like, all right.
Yeah.
That's strike. So that took some points off of me.
Absolutely. Anybody would, like, that's just disrespectful on the legend of Tupac.
Yeah.
And Snoop. I was mad for Snoop. I said he even did Snoop too.
Yeah. Snoop just woke up out of sleep, you know. After some weed sleep, like, what the hell going on here?
That? Nah, he ain't doing justice.
Nigga, I'm going back to sleep. Shit.
He said, I ain't your uncle.
You know?
I fuck with Drake, no. Drake make hits. Don't get him misconstrued. I don't think Drake a bad artist. He make hits. He's good at what he does. But I think with this battle specifically, he ain't. He got dragged on this shit.
Yeah, for me, I'm going to definitely say Kendrick is up. And he won for me if it ends today.
If it ends today, yeah.
Yeah. One, because of the strategy that he used to drop these records. And then on top of that, he definitely gave me the quality music I was asking for.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all I can ask for.
Man, we got some good music out of this shit. So yeah. At the end of the day, that's the best thing out of it.
Yeah, it was good music on Drake's part too. Yep. Push-ups was a hype, was cool.
Push-ups was probably one of the best ones he did.
Yeah. Family Matters, solid, no doubt.
It just kept going
down. Part six is just...
Yeah, it just kept going down from push-ups, honestly. From Kendrick, it went just...
Now, what would be your favorite Kendrick?
Oh, this song like out of
the whole thing.
Oh, not like that, man. Not like this, and then Euphoria.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to go... Meet the Grams.
We can see what with the Meet the Grams, 6, yeah.
16.
Sure.
Yeah.
If I had to put them in order for me, Not Like Us, number one. Some reason I just love that soul sample in 616 in LA, so I'm gonna go with that number two.
Mm-hmm.
Meet the Grams, number three, and Euphoria, number four. And all of them were fire.
Yeah.
All of them were fire to me.
To this day, I'm still, you know, listening. What about, how would you rate the Drake ones?
Family Matters, number one. Then Push-Ups, number two.
Okay.
I wouldn't even count TaylorMade because that's got taken out.
Yeah.
And then Hard Part 6 last because of, you know, said reasons.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I would just switch Family Matters and...
Push-ups. Mm-hmm. Oh, so you got Push-ups number one. Okay.
Yeah. Just like that.
And just like that, hip hop is back.
We needed that, man.
We needed that.
Hit a life because we was Sexy Red was gonna take us
to places we didn't want to go. You know.
You know, she getting mad about her name being brought up. I'm like, you just need to keep your ass out of this.
You
shit.
Know. Hey, just sit to the side. Shut. Do your twerk, girl. And then this opened up my eyes to a whole lot of people that you know how I kind of look at some people in this that were fans and looking at this.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the Trump elections in a way. Okay, if I see you proudly speak about Trump thing in a way. I know what type of time you're on.
Yeah,
and I know how to keep you at bay type of thing.
Yeah.
Granted, it shouldn't go that deep, but hey, at least I know your taste in music.
Yeah, it correlates the same.
Yeah.
Correlates the same. So if you know, I can tell exactly
the Drake stands. I can tell who are stands rather than fans.
Yeah, exactly. There's somebody, people who like Drake and respect his music, and then there's people who just ride Drake's.
Yeah.
And don't matter what he do, he can do no wrong. If Kendrick has some trash, I tell you, put out that trash.
Right.
He ain't make all type of hits. I wouldn't say he make all hits, but he, you know, every artist put out eventually some trash. So, but these Drake stands, it's just like, they just...
And Kendrick stands to right.
Academic motherfuckers, they'll oh take, it gosh. Too, take it too far. Like you, and at the point, we can see right through you. You know, yeah, you're faking at a certain point.
That's that, though, and then, hey.
Hell of a season finale, though, I'll tell you that.
Because hip-hop wins, so it's a good season finale, so mm-hmm. I guess we got to shout out people who should know. So shout out to everybody that's been supporting, Mom, Deuce, of course, everybody on our side.
Family, friends, close family, and close watches. Man, keep watching.
Please continue to watch.
We're gonna come at bigger and better next Word. Season with some more.
Whenever that comes.
Other shit.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Man, and so that leads to the closing, right? So, any closing bars?
Another time, one more. Let's see for the season. Let's see. All right. So, what's we gonna do with? Shout out to Kendrick. He says, "You can still be a bitch and have bitches."
Meet the Grams type shit. Mm.
He wasn't lying. What that, you got, fam?
Cause that shit hit. Oh, I got. We'll shout out to Kendrick again too.
Shit, why not?
What was it? I discovered myself when I deal with loss. Mm-hmm. Mm. 616 in LA.
Right. Yeah, that's when you really find out who you about.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Bars. Blackout.
Blackout. Queen City, nigga. Hey, Mustard on the beat, ho, deep, bo, any rat, nigga.